bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 13th chapter of Mark. And then if anyone says to you, "Look, here is the Christ," or "Look, there he is," do not believe it. Through most of last year, we heard skeptics say Jesus wasn't real, and if he was, he certainly didn't rise from the dead. Last week, the wind blew from another direction. Simcha Yakubovici, a man who has won TV's Emmy Award 3 times, claims he is in possession of 2 Roman nails which might have been the very ones used in Jesus' crucifixion. Now, the Romans made a lot of nails. What is so special about these nails to encourage anybody to make such a statement? Simcha comes up with a number of reasons. First, these nails were supposed to have been found in the tomb of Caiaphas, the Jewish high priest who was instrumental in Jesus' death. Second, the nails have tips which are curved. The curved tips, Simcha claims, were necessary to stop the condemned from pulling himself off his cross. So, there you have it. Is it powerful proof that Jesus was crucified? No, not really. The Israeli Antiquities Authority, the group which oversaw the excavation of the tomb, says nails are often found in ancient graves and they can't be sure that the tomb belonged to Caiaphas at all. I might add that there is no explanation as to why Caiaphas would keep the nails rather than getting rid of them. The reality is this. Scripture tells us God's Son, the Savior of the world, was crucified with the blessing of the Roman procurator Pontius Pilate. The Gospels record Jesus' resurrection, the change in the disciples from cowards to proclaimers, the eyewitness corroboration of hundreds who say they personally saw Jesus alive. Which means all the criticism of doubters and deniers, all the proof given by those who, like Simcha, make empirical claims, must always be seen in the light of God's Word. Paul made that point in his letter to the Corinthians. "For I delivered to you, as of first importance, what I received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the 3rd day in accordance with the Scriptures. He appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep." And that ought to nail it down. We pray. Dear Lord, I give thanks for your resurrection, which guarantees I shall also live with you. May I live in a way that others may see the faith you have given. This I ask in your name. Amen.